Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Tuesday, July the 18th, 2023, I am Tungamili Nkomo. Tonight, we are talking about the escalating political tensions and incidents of intimidation and violence targeting opposition supporters ahead of the August 23 general elections just over a month away. Three opposition CCC members, Elisha Mekki, Simbarashe Bakasa, and Tawanda Nyakuchka, who are charged with public violence, were denied bail by a Chitungwiza magistrate this afternoon, while two others, Emmanuel Chinoera and Simba Nyandoro, also in custody on similar charges, were set to file a bail application today, according to CCC. The party is condemning their arrest, saying instead they were the victims of political violence after they were attacked by ZANU-PF thugs, quote-unquote, while putting up posters in Ward 22 in Chitungwiza North. In a tweet, the party led by Nelson Chamisa said the accused are actually victims of both the ruling ZANU-PF party and a selective application of the law, adding the real perpetrators of the violence, who are ZANU-PF members, are roaming free. Incidents of intimidation and violence have also been reported by the opposition in areas including Mashonaland West, Mashonaland East, and Masingo. In other news, police say they have opened an investigation after the surfacing of an audio recording allegedly featuring ZANU-PF MP and Tourism Deputy Minister Barbara Rodzi, a candidate for Chirumanzu South, shouting obscenities at a police officer who had arrested a ZANU-PF member for defacing posters of CCC candidates. Rodzi, if it's indeed her, calls the police officer stupid and a dog, even asking him, "You think CCC will win?" quote-unquote. Studio 7 reached out to Rodzi but was told she was in a meeting. Police also say they are investigating the violent attack of Studio 7 reporter Anastasia Ndlovu by alleged ZANU-PF supporters during assignment in Bulawayo yesterday. Li chonanjani Zimbabwe omuhle namhlanje kuhlelo lwenu uhlelo Live Talk, The Connection. Sixoxa ngokufuthelana osokukhona elizweni ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho. Kula malunga ebandla le-CCC abikwa achaywa ngabasekeli be-ZANU-PF eChitungwiza kodwa kwabotshwa wona. Alelwe isicelo sokuthi akhululwe nge-bail yinkantolo kamantshi namuhla. I-CCC ithi abantu laba bachaywa kabuhlungu ngamalunga e-ZANU-PF ngesikhathi benamathisela amagwaliba okukhankasela ukhetho. Basebebotshwa besethezwa icala lokuphehla uDlakela. Imbiko yokufuthelana okunje kanye loDlakela isibhahile kakhulu endaweni esifana leMashonaland West, Mashonaland East kanye laseMasingo. Kolunye udaba, amapolisa athi asevule uphenyo phezu komeli weChirumanzu South edale lePhalamende olilunga leZANU-PF unkosikazi Barbara Rodzi, ongumsekeli njalo kaMphathi Ntambo obona ngezokwethekelelwa kwelizwe, yena obikwa ephume kwenye i-audio esenkundleni zokuxhumana ethethisa ipolisa elalibophe ilunga leZANU-PF elalidabule amagwaliba e-CCC okukhankasela ukhetho. Nasi mwechirongwa che-Live Talk, The Connection, tiri kutarisa nyaya dzekuvhundusirwa kwevanhu uye mirizhonga pamberi pesarudzo dzichaitwa musi wa 23 Nyamavhuvhu. nasi kune nengo ze CCC za nyimwa mukana wekubvisa mari yechibatiso mushure mekusungwa zichipomerwa mhosva yekuita mhirizhonga kana kuti public violence. Asi CCC inoti nengo idzi zakarohwa zvakaipisisa nevasigiri vezanu PF zichisa macampaign posters ndokuzosungwa panzvimbo yekuti kusungwe vatsigiri vezanu PF vakanga vadzirova. Mune imwewo nyaya mapurisa anoti ava kuferefeta mutevedzeri wegurukota rinoona nekushanyirwa kwenyika amai Barbara Rhodes, avo vari kupomerwa mhosva yekutuka mupurisa akanga achinzi asunga nhengo yezanu PF yakanga yabvarura macampaign posters ebato reCCC. Munhu anonzi ndiamai Rhodes ari kunzwikwa muaudio iri kutenderera pamadande mutande achiti mupurisa uyu imbwa yemunhu uye vachimubvunza kuti ari kufunga kuti bato reCCC richakunda here musarudzo idzi. Let's take a short break. Stay tuned.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about the preparations for elections due in a few months. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. To discuss this issue, we are now joined by opposition CCC Senate candidate for Matabeleland South, Nonhlanhla Mlotshwa, and ZANU-PF activist and supporter Archford Guvuriro. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening and welcome to a live talk. Let me start off with Uma Mlotshwa. Mamlotshwa, we saw members of your party today accused of public violence being denied bail by a magistrate in Chitungwiza. But your party is saying actually these are victims of political violence which was perpetrated on them by ZANU-PF. They should not be in jail. Instead, ZANU-PF members who beat them up should be in jail. What's your take on their denial of bail today?
Good evening to you. I would want to ask any ZANU-PF person, what's your take on some of you being beaten and thrown in jail? It's simple. It's not normal that somebody attacked and thrown in jail. The attacker should be in jail. That is an obvious thing. And we expect the attacker to be in jail. And it's not going to happen in Zimbabwe because ZANU-PF uses selective application of the law and ZANU-PF uses the courts to clamp down on opposition.
Mm-hmm. Coming to you, Mr. Guvuriro, the same question. CCC, members of the CCC were denied bail today and they're accused of public violence. But the party says actually these are victims of violence who were beaten up by ZANU-PF members of your party, who should not be in jail, and instead, members of your party are the ones who should be in jail right now as we speak. How do you respond?
Ya ndinofuna nokundipa mukana wokuresponda kune zvataurwa nenhingo yeTPC iri kuti vanhu vaya vakasungwa vakanyimwa dhuku kwaifanira kusungwa vanhu vezanupf. Mbvunzo wandoda kutanga kubvunza ndekokuti pavanhu vavari kuti vezanupf vakaenda kunoripota here, nekuti mapurisa anosunga vanhu vanenge vapara mhosva nevanhu panenge paripotiwa. Bhozi, tinoona kuti vanhu veopozisheni vari bhizi kucreata nhema. Like yakachitendera pasocial media, kana maiona yanga ichinzi munhu yairohwa nemunhu ndiva energy mutori anova nhengo yezanup f ari member of parliament, vachinzi vairohwa munhu, but vhidhiyo yachona ndeyekusvapa ikaicho muzimbabwe. So vanhu veTPC vanoita hondo dzavo dzokuti vanorovana pachavo vopedzera nhengo dzezanup f. Then when it comes kunyaya yebhel, koti tare rine mutongo kuti kona kupa munhu bhel kana kunyima bhel, zvichidependa nekuti iwewe matauriro ako kudi wataura uchi zvakamira sei, masekisi ako akamira sei, kana kuti mapurisa akusunga akanyora kuti kudii pamafomu aya anenge achinzi anorambidza bhel kuti ripiwe. Kaningatawo manyepa rusarwa nevanhu veTPC vakapara mhosva dzavo vakuda kunenera zanup f kuti zanup f ndoine vanhu vari kuita mhirizhonga. Isu kuzanup f hatina mhirizhonga yatinoita, tipurezidendi vedu vari kutokurudzira kararo munyika kusvika maenza pera.
Tinotenda tiende kuna Mamlocha. Tinotenda vaguvuriro. Mamlocha, uyamuzwa guvuriro yakhuluma lapha uthi lina abeTPC liyaxabana lilodwa bese lidonisela abantu bezano phakathi abangelani le ndaba zenu, uthini ngalokho?
Thina kulanto esixabanisayo, thina in fact singabantwana bezimbabwe abafuna utshintsho. Utshintsho esilufunayo angeke sithola sixabanisa. Into ekhona, into emgcweke, into e-experience la i-journalist yemidlolo ukuthi abantu bengakhipha sezanu ngondo ziyaphambana. Umuntu angene esigeni ahambe chaya abantu emakethi yakobulawayo, into eyenzakala broad daylight. Singabuza namuhla ukuthi bona banamajaha kaithithi u-anastasia ifoni namhla bangaphi? Yibantu abaphethe ibhesha, abaphethe i-violence. Uyakwazi ukuthi ngiyako ophelileyo ku-by election ematobo satshaya thina ngabantu abazele emash west emash central bezositshaya ekhala kithi lemathekeleleni. Sasesicabane sibhani izimota leziyana sazimemezela nizibona kumavidiyo zinobuso buka-ebeam nangakho zibhiliwe ukuthi zanup f zasezimota ze-TPC isikhathi bani. Esikubonayo ukuthi ama-court ngawezanup f, amapolisi ngawezanup f. Esikucelayo or esikufunayo yukuthi we build very strong institutions in Zimbabwe. I-institution engakhethiyo, engakhethiyo ukuthi noba ungubani ungubani. Yikho thina ibizwe ngithi Citizens Coalition for Change. Thina singabahlali beZimbabwe sifuna sibambene tshintsho, asifuni violence. I-violence into yokucina esingayifuniyo, ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi the moment kusenzeka i-violence anyway, loba kungotshaye uba kunguyi-victim ucina ubotshiwe. Why would you do that? Why would you want to kwenza into enjani? Okwevidiyo kamutodi le ekhulunywayo, ekhulunywa kuTwitter, yikuthi vele ukuthi bajwayele abantu labo ukuhlala njalo besihlukumeza, abasiyi-chance. Upresident wabo uyakhuluma ukuthi akube le peace, same time kube nguye futhi umpheko wedeshi. Akungitshela ukuthi umuntu omdala ongakana mayati ongafuni lokhu khanda likagogo wakhe. Kutsho ukuthi narebodwa beqathile bathi chayana abantu be-TPC lize libaqede. So sizubuhlungu ngokuthi amahamba zethu ayahlukunyezwa, adinaye ibheyili. You know, singakhuluma sizesikhulume nangoshopkhala ukuthi ungaphi namuhla. Ama-instances like asukuqala asofuthi kokucisa ukuthi nxa izanup f kuma-elections basise ngaba bakhontesta bodwa, kanti why vele kuzahlala kuhlaselwa sihlasela nasesonke saseZimbabwe. We need to build this country ungala violence. We need to build this country peaceful. This country is not done here. This country is Zimbabwe and it belongs to us, the Zimbabweans, the citizens. Nyahong.
And Ms. Mlotshwa, I'm sure you had a chance to listen to an audio circulating on social media, allegedly of ZANU-PF MP Barbara Rhodes, shouting obscenities at a police officer who had arrested a ZANU-PF member for allegedly defacing a CCC campaigner poster. She calls this poor police officer a dog, an idiot, and threatens to deal with him. Clearly, that's a case of abuse of power, if it's indeed her. And also, it borders on the issue of obstructing justice. I must say we reached out to the MP, Rosie, but the person who picked up her phone said that she was busy. But how do you respond to this whole saga and now the police saying they are investigating?
It is very unfortunate. It is very unfortunate. Voice not here. It shows you ukuthi abantu bacabanga ukuthi umthetho kumele u-upgradiwe. Yikho buze buzisisa ukuthi umbopheleni. Kumele kangawe uyabotshwa. So it really answers the question of laba besidunguza into babephakathi. Ngakuya ngabo ngathi ngayithi sode sibothile. Ngayithi esibotshwayo singenzanga lutho. Ukuthi ama-victims. Umthetho usenecala lokubopha umtsho lecala. Umpholisa usenecala ngoba umthetho we-elections usivumela ukuthi one si-campaign. Second, u-campaign yakho kuthi ufake ama-posters noba yikuphi. Bebona babona kukibiza kulilungelo la ukuthi badabule ama-posters ethu. Really, I am disappointed ukuthi one is a female, umuntu ongumama ozakhuluma ihlazela ingane emkhakhini ngoba she thinks that by being a ZANU-PF member she can get away with anything. It doesn't make sense. You call me to mean abantu abantwana bezimbabwe bakubone ubuze ZANU-PF babuqalise namuhla abafake u-advocate nesemhlamisi esihlaleni. Then we bring back this country to eternity in this country. We need eternity living then. We need to build a nation out of Zimbabwe. At the moment, we are just a polarized country. Or we need to come with the mountain if they can get away with it. We don't have to miss an ass number.
Siyabonga mamlotsha aqhubeka ubambile andizoke kwamuri vaguburiro tikutaura nenyaya MP weZANU-PF Barbara Rhodes. Avo varikunzwikwa muaudio iri kutenderera madandemutande apa vachiituka mupurisa vachiti sei asunga munhu weZANU-PF anga achipomerwa mhosva yekuvharura macampaign posters eCCC. Vari kuti mupurisa uyu imbwa yemunhu haagoni basa rake uye vari kuti vachadhila naye. Clearly iyo ndeiinonzi abuse of power neobstruction of justice. Mapoliticians haafaniri kunge achikanganisa mapurisa kana achiita basa ravo. Handizvo here vaguburiro?
Ndiri kunzwa zvikuru kutaura ende kuwa kuZANU-PF tinorespekta mapurisa asi tichienderana neaudio yamuri kutaura. Chandingataura ndechekuti mukoma wangu inini handikwanisi kuramba kana kubvuma audio iri kutaurwa kunzi ndi-honorable Barbara Rhodes nokuti kana varivo ndivanokwanisa shuwa vakazvitaura, but inini semazira ndinoita ava vanhu vatiri kushanda navo vajaira kugara vachishandisa hurumende yakaichonaka yakaunzwa namwari muzimbabwe yeZANU-PF kure vave CCC vanokwanisa kuita maaudio vototaura kuti uingi nhingi zvita zvakadai zvototenderera, but asiriye munhu ari kutaura. Totonzi mupurisa anga achitaura uyu inhingi mupurisa, but tisina mupurisa nezitoro. Ini chandingakumbira kuti ndizotashuwa nyaya iyi zvayanzi kuongororwa nemapurisa. Tamira mapurisa kuti achatishuwa ndivaonare Barbara Rhodes vakazviita kana kuti hazvisi.
nekuti inini ndinotona kana vhidhiyo yomupurisa akanga ari kunzi akatukwa pafoni achi akachita vhidhiyo chinatoati ndini konsepo nhingi ndakatukwa naonare hodzi ndinoshanda pakati pakaipos namba yangu ndeyakati hasi tingava neevidence yakakwana nokuti inini ndiri umwe akambovictimizwa nevanhu opposition pavakaena kwekwe paya zvikanzi anga ariko akatouraya vanhu but inini ndamisiri kwekwe ndandiri kuchiredza so avanhu vanogona kungocreata manyepo
asi vaguburiro dai ari manyepo dai ari manyepo ari pachena I'm sure honorable Rhodes would have responded by now and also I don't think the police would be commenting on a false claim because Mapurisa ari kuti pa Twitter and I'm reading their tweet. The ZRP has taken note of an audio circulating on social media concerning the incident involving some ZRP Charundura members, allegedly with the Deputy Minister of Tourism and Hospitality, Honorable Barbara Rhodes. This case is now under investigation. Meaning, the way I'm reading this tweet, pane nyaya, Mapurisa have reached out to the guy who was being insulted, who was being violated, and from my reading, they got his side of the story. That's why they're even mentioning Barbara Rhodes by name and saying they're investigating.
Honorable Barbara Rhodes, varivo vaenda kumapurisa onoripota against the dissolution of character. Nekuti ndiri kufanirwa manyepo nenhu avo yakati yakati. Saka mapurisa investigator kuti abate outbreak. Imini muri kuti dai vabva kuwekera Honorable Barbara Rhodes vari kuonda. Vaita vadedza press conference, veri kuti vaita press statement. Kuri kuonda kunosiyana. Unoita press conference, dzimwe dza press statement, unoita pa Twitter. Umwanoita kupolisa kuvhura kuti indiri kunzi zvakati 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 defamation of character police yo investigator kana shuwa varivo vakazviita kusungwa kana vasivo vamacalprit saka inini maonero andiri kuita nhau iyi ndinoti nyepo ezvose zviri kutaurira hakuna zvakaitika zvakadaro honorable Barbara Rhodes munhu anotori nekunhu vanoziva kusoro mutemo vanotomirira nyika kumapurasitomu akawanda kunze kwenyika so havangamboitei zvinhu zvakadaro awa manyepo ari kungounganidzwa nevanhu veopozisheni sezvavanga vachiita kuti vari kuvataka honorable Barbara Rhodes vari kuvataka honorable energy mutori vachiti honorable energy mutori vhidhiyo vari kurova vanhu but asiriwo
aaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa
yekunzi odio vaiodio vaisa vhidhiyo vhidhiyo kasho nova kuti odio osava manyepo hakuna zvinhu zvakadaro kuzanupf maonorable members edu nemhengo dzese dzezanupf discipline ndokune vanhu vakuziva kuti mukumbiro wenyika rinoshanda sei nemutemo wenyika unofamba sei nokurespekta mapurisa enyika.
Thank you there vaguburiro. I see the difference between nyaya yamutodi neahonorable Rhodes ndeyekuti mutodi responded there and then. Zuro, he issued out a statement saying that he's taking legal action against those people who are accusing him of perpetrating violence. But this particular MP, Rose, has not responded. We even sent her messages on WhatsApp. A colleague did, but she hasn't responded. And also, clearly, Guburiro, I understand muri kuramba kuti ZANPF ine mhirizhonga, yes, and nyaya ya mairozi a I think time will tell if mapurisa akaita mainvestigations awo sekuvimbisa kwavo, we'll see kuti kuchabuda chii. Kana vari innocent, she will be exonerated, but kana vachibatwa nemhosva, vachabatwa nemhosva. And nyaya violence also we saw yesterday, activists in ZANPF regalia, otherwise ZANPF activists in Bulawayo beating up a Studio 7 reporter, our colleague Anastasia Ndlovu. But the party never admits to such incidences and say, we are sorry it happened. It never happens.
I'm sorry.
Double standards vaguburiro. Kanari mtere ari munhu wezano akapfeka kanari munhu akapfeka Zanu PF t-shirt achirohwa munobvuma kuti munhu wezano but kana vari vanhu vakapfeka ma t-shirts ezano vachirova vanhu muri kuramba kuti vanhu vezano ma double standards yaya. But let me go to
those are facts, my double standards.
If you are going to say kana munhu achirohwa akapfeka t-shirt yezano munhu wezano PF, but kana vanhu vakapfeka ma t-shirts ezano PF vachirova vanhu handivo vanhu vezano PF. My double standards iwayo. Mam Loja, can you come in there before Tishi Statum Lalish?
Yeah, I kunagena ngicho ukuthi uyakuze of a case of a man who is on top but doing nothing. Blame everybody else. Who are teaching video abantu vision ngayenza lokho abantu ba vision. Yeah, ngabe babuguru silamandla angaka si opposition. Okwenza izinto lezo ukuthi siyaze. Lisiphene umbuso silungise ilizwe elisakeleyo nawe uzayela ukuqamba amanga yekele ukuthi uzizwe ufuna ukudefend into wrong uyibone ukuthi wrong ilizwe lisiphene liphathwa ngama-cities ilizwe libuse kahle la ulikulise. We are fighting for you as well ukuthi liyekele ukuthi libe li-brainwashwa litshele izinto ezingalangqondo okunye kuyipropaganda lokhu unxa ungafikela khulume so uphike uphike into siyibonile usuka i-case ye-gold mafia but bazayiphika baze bathi uze besebejika bethi igold leli ngaphansi komhlaba ngelabo ilizwe leli equal to Zanu-PF this country equal to Zimbabwe is for Zimbabwe yeke nani amazimbabweni azilizwe labo yekele ukusihlukumeza.
Silo mlalele ecingweni tine mtereri timboenda kumtereri. Caller, good evening and welcome to Live Talk.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Ipe fungwa zenyu kwa chibimbu.
Mchibimbu nega. Let me speak in Shona. Maybe it's fine for me. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Pana uye ye ma campaigns, my brother. And nyeku na yukuru wakwe vanu ya trukunzwa and so on and so on. Zvinhu zvinotibata isu samaZimbabwe zvatinoshuvira kuti kudai nyika yedu yakamira zvakanaka vanhu vane freedom vane kuzvisunungura pasina mumwe anoheta mumwe kana mumwe anorova mumwe ndo chikumbiro chedu chatinoshuva isu semaZimbabwe because freedom kuratidzira kusununguka kwomunhu wese during the campaign issue yatinayo right now muZimbabwe but unotoshamisika kuona kuti kune vamwe vanhu vari kutorarama unotoshamisika kuti munhu ari muZimbabwe here ni the way yaanobhihevha kana maitiro avanoita according ne handizivi kuti kamweya here kanouya during the election period yekuti kanopinda mumwe munhu unoona munhu anenge achitambura all the time.
Thank you Mtereri, unfortunately we have to leave it there and our caller Tapiwa Gumbo has the last word. That brings us to the end of our show. Thanks to our guest, Triple C Senate candidate for Matabeleland South, Nonhlanhla Mlotshwa, and ZANU-PF activist, Archford Kuvuriro. Thank you so very much. And also thank you, our viewers and listeners at home. Let's make another date tomorrow. Good night, Zimbabwe. I'm Tungamile Nkomo.